12 fucking movies, one by one, in Ellie's Christmas Slaycation. Fuck your traditional Christmas flicks, we like the ones with blood and tits. Gore, 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 who wants some more? Gore, 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 who wants some more? In the asylum, high on meds, here comes SJ and Otis B. Dreads. Gorehounds of horror, zombie boob, misfits horror, fiend club 2, cannabis arcade and slaughterhouse. Get on Facebook and check them out. Gore, 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 who wants some more? Gore, 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 who wants some more? In the asylum, high on meds, here comes SJ and Otis B. Dreads.
Here we go, the second installment in what is to be known as NLD's Christmas Slaycation. That's right. Yours truly, Otis B. Dreads here. We also have SJ, and Malice has graced us with his presence. What the hell is a Christmas Slaycation? SJ, my friend, why don't you tell the good people what the fuck a NLD Christmas Slaycation is all about?
Oh, well, it's a wild Christmas tour of all the Christmas horror flicks that we could think of this year. We're going to do one a day leading up to Christmas. And
it's like our version of the 12 days of Christmas.
Yes, the 12 Slays of Christmas. Go ahead and groan at that if you want to, but that's kind of what we're doing. Anything Christmas slash horror related is, fair game here for the Slaycation.
The Slaycation, you know, it's kind of like a play on National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Malice, how are you, sir? I'm glad you could join us for this second little movie review that we're doing. How are you, man?
Doing pretty good, man. Living life.
Hey, man. Glad to see you back. We won't open that can of worms. man. The first, you may be saying, this is the first time that, you know, I've heard, you know, this whole NLD Christmas Slaycation thing. You kind of actually heard the first one on the podcast that was released yesterday being the Friday the 13th, and our interview with Jason Brooks. At the end of that, we kind of started that whole thing because I asked Jason what his favorite Christmas horror movie was, and he had mentioned, you know, probably out of all of them off the top of his head, he said probably Krampus. So that was the first one in this kind of like 12 Christmas horror movies of Christmas, I guess. I guess a countdown to Christmas using Christmas horror movies, which again started yesterday with Krampus, and tonight we have one. And this is just really, this ain't a whole long podcast. It's about, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes of us here in the Insane Asylum ranting and raving and throwing some skulls out there for some Christmas horror movies. You picked one. You kind of picked this one. I think you wanted to throw this in the list of movies that we were going to do, SJ. And I think we were kind of going back and forth. Were you kind of on the fence on whether this would be considered a Christmas horror movie? Because it certainly is a Christmas movie. It definitely is, you know, overplayed in my house, but some would say maybe not so much a horror movie. What is the second movie?
Scrooged. You're asking me if it's I would consider it a horror movie.
Yeah.
Horror Christmas movie. Yeah, definitely, man. We did go back and forth about that, but I think you said it best. It's obviously based on A Christmas Carol, you know, the Dickens novel from way back in the day, but it does revolve around three ghosts. And to me,
we don't want
that
to scare the Dickens out of them. Get it? The Dickens.
There you go. Already quoting lines
from
the movie.
Gets me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's definitely. I think we both came to the same conclusion. The original Christmas Carol is definitely at least a ghost story that qualifies as horror in my book.
Sure.
And this is kind of an 80s retelling of the same story. It's just done so fantastically well. And, you know, obviously Bill Murray is the fucking man.
He's a god, and he's, in my opinion.
He is a fucking god. And, you know, he was awesome in this movie. I think the whole cast was great. The laughs were there. The imagery. I used to watch this movie when I was a kid. And, you know, some of those shots, it's kind of, it reminds me almost of The Burbs. Mm. Some of the shots would be scary to a kid. Some of the practical effects are pretty horrific. And this flick was actually nominated, I think, for an Academy Award for special effects or something like that. So
I consider it.
Yeah, I consider it a definite, you know, Christmas horror comedy, and maybe the best out of that sub genre. But what did you guys think about this?
I absolutely love this. I got plenty to say on it. I'm gonna let Malice talk about this because we tried to, man. The Fire Stick was acting up a little bit, and I don't know if it's just, you know, weather or what, but it was a little choppy. But we got through most of it. You were just really kind of, you know, refreshing your memory, because we've all seen this, you know.
Yeah, I needed some major refreshing.
Yeah,
I didn't remember any of it, but it's definitely good. I'm definitely gonna finish it when I get home.
It is such a funny movie, and I know people have seen, you know, Scrooge, Bill Murray. I mean, come on. And if you haven't, I don't know where you've been living, but just in case. You haven't. You basically have Bill Murray's character, Frank Cross, who is the, I think, what, the president of a television network or something? Is that?
Yeah, it's like a cable channel, right?
Right.
I mean, this is such a late 80s thing. He's like the president of a kind of a...
IBN or something like that?
He's IBC.
Yeah, right. And, he's kind of got this, I don't know, just a real, you know... You know, kick in the teeth, kind of backstab, you know, just what you would picture one of these, you know, real, you know, white collar type, you know, Wall Street fucktards, you know what I mean? Like, you know, yeah, look at you, you know, you little fucking peasants type shit, you know.
Yeah, he's a real piece of shit.
He really is. And Bill Murray plays that, you know, that character, I think, just absolutely perfect. And speaking of Bill Murray's acting, I think he did an absolute excellent job in this. And there's two parts in this movie that the end, especially where he gives the little, speech at the end before they start all singing and it all goes to credits and whatnot. When he gives that speech, man, it's almost like you can hear him like choking up. You remember what I was? Yeah, and it was so powerful, and the way that he, you know, performed it, I thought was just absolutely, you know, awesome, an incredible fucking performance by Bill Murray. And yeah, I mean, I think that this is, you know, a horror, you know, we have, like, you know, you have ghost stories, you have ghost movies, you know, why not? You know, we call them paranormal. They all fit in the horror genre. So, you know, maybe the same. Why not the same thing?
It definitely had its creepy factor to it. Like,
I
if
think
you
so.
Take Bill Murray out of the picture and put a different actor in there, it would definitely be, you know, a lot more spooky. Mm. With Bill Murray, I mean, he's, you know, like you guys said, he's a god, man. He's so fucking hilarious. I mean, he can make a bad situation funny.
He can.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like a lot of, I don't know this for a fact, but I feel like a lot of his lines in the flick were probably improvised, like on the spot. It's just, it's so net. The comedy from him is always natural as fuck. But in this one especially, I feel like they just kind of let the camera roll and let him do his thing, you know, in certain scenes at least.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's accurate or not, but.
Right.
seems
that. It certainly does. I mean, it's like, you know, he delivers some of these lines like it wasn't in the script. He was just saying them as a response to the actual lines that the other characters, you know, saying, and he's just responding like Bill would, not, you know, Frank Cross.
Right. I want to give some shout outs to some of the other great character actors slash characters in this flick. Karen Allen as Claire was so lovable as, you know, the love interest in this one. You just kind of, you don't know why she put up with his shit, Frank Cross's shit, for so long, and why she would still even be interested in pursuing a relationship with this guy, because he is a real terrible asshole. Like, I know the original Dickens story, like Ebenezer Scrooge was he was a dick, he was an asshole, but I think Frank Cross kind of goes above and beyond being an asshole to being like a nuclear bomb asshole, and he's just such a hateable character. And you see what they're going for, but damn, man. And also, fucking Bobcat Goldthwait in this movie as Elliot Loudermilk. Oh my God, what a fucking hilarious performance and a turn of character too. You know, from the mousy subordinate guy to a raging fucking office shooter,
alcoholic with a barrel.
Right, exactly. It was great. I mean, so many great. I could go down the line, but what did you guys think of some of the other characters in this one?
Well, I think there's a lot of characters that, you know, I liked. I liked his secretary. I can't remember her name, the black girl, which you don't see a whole lot. I mean, she's there, but she's not, you know, type of thing. You know, I liked her character. Of course, I liked, you know, Elliot. His character,
right.
I thought that the girl that played the second ghost.
Oh yeah.
Some of that shit was great. You touch me again, I'm gonna rip your goddamn wings off.
You know what? She ripped Bill Murray's lip in the production of this movie. When she pulls his lip in that one scene, she actually, the first time they shot that scene, she pulled it too hard and actually ripped Bill Murray's lip, and they had to shut the production down for a time because he had to go get stitches because she actually pulled his fucking lip and ripped it. What the fuck is that about?
Tell me that's not horror.
Right, that's some horrific shit. And not to mention, this movie has Buddy Hackett, fucking Lee Majors, the $6 million man, Carol Kane. It's fucking, it's crazy.
But I also liked the cab driver.
He was
funny, and you know, it also had some of Bill Murray's brothers were also playing alongside of him. I don't have their names.
John and Brian Doyle.
Brian Doyle
was the one that played his father in this one, right?
Earl.
I'm not sure about that detail. Malice, you know?
It says Earl Cross, so I think so.
Earl, yeah. That was supposed to be his dad, and then his other brother in real life played his brother in Scrooge.
No,
yes,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, his real life brother is the brother, I think, in...
Yeah, which is James Cross.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think they're brothers in real life, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, John Murray.
Yeah, John Murray. So there you go, you learned something
to find
there.
He learned something new every
day. Bryce Cummings.
About Scrooge.
Bryce Cummings?
Yeah, he reminded me of Patrick Bateman.
Yes. I didn't even think about that, but you're right. Definitely a Patrick Bateman vibe coming off of that.
I know. He said that earlier, and I got to looking at him. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, I can see that now.
It was hilarious. Like, every time he talked to Bill Murray, you know, I mean, he's sitting there grabbing him on his shoulder, squeezing him. He was real quirky, man. Yeah. It was hilarious. It's like,
and, you know, the cab driver in this movie, he's the ghost of Christmas past, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The cab driver that apparently has a fucking flux capacitor in his in his taxi cab. But that dude's name is David Johansen. And I can't remember what they had a major actor that they wanted to play that part. I want to say John Candy, but I know that's not right. They had somebody picked out that they wanted to be the cab driver, but Bill Murray kind of tossed his weight around and was like, no. I know a guy that can play this part perfectly. And it was just a good friend of Bill's. And he, you know, kind of put him onto that part, and he ended up nailing the audition, I guess, and getting the part. And I don't think they could have picked a better guy to be that cab driver, the ghost of Christmas Past and Scrooge. Ooh, what a fucking great character.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I
love it when they go and they're watching him do the dog. What's the name? He was like he was in the dog costume.
Frisbee the dog,
right? And they're like, yeah. What's it? And the cab driver's like, it's a bone! He's all getting into kids and shit. It's a bone, you stupid dog, or whatever the hell it was.
Oh, man. Did you guys know that when this movie came out, it was panned? And since it's become almost like a cult classic, but everybody, all the critics hated it when it came out because they thought it was too mean. I'm like, have you motherfuckers ever seen A Christmas Carol, like the original black and white, or read right. the story, or seen any? Like, it's the same story. The guy's supposed to be an asshole. I know it's played up to be kind of extreme, to the extreme, but.
Well, they played it up to the current time, which was, what, 88, isn't that when this came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, right at the height of the whole cable revolution, right. Or the beginning of it, at least.
But yeah, I think all in all, man, it was a great it's a great flick, and I think it's definitely one that should be watched this Christmas season. Yes, we here in the Insane Asylum consider it a horror movie for reasons given.
Google categorizes it as drama fantasy.
Drama fantasy.
Wait, what? Who?
Google.
Who? Google? Okay, well, Google can go fuck itself.
I could have said definitely. It myself, sir.
It is. I want to kind of end my thoughts on this movie by saying that, you know, yes, it's kind of a modern retelling of the Dickens classic story, but it is a very Christmassy movie at the same time. I mean, obviously it is if it's a quote remake of the original story, but you get a good dose of horror. I think the Ghost of Christmas Future was probably the freakiest thing in the whole movie, but you do get a Christmas vibe from it. You walk away, you know, with a good feeling. Like when the credits roll, I had a smile on my face and, you know, just had a good time with the flick all around. So you guys want to toss out some skulls now? Or
but yeah, do you have any final thoughts on this flick here? Scrooged with Bill Murray from 88, Malice.
I thought it was great, man. I would definitely give it 5 skulls.
Damn, he just threw it right out there. 5 fucking skulls.
I mean, it's fucking... You know, Bill Murray, man.
That's true, man.
Yeah.
That's true. And you know what? I'm actually, you know, I even said it before. I think this one is going to get 5 skulls myself. The, you know, the comedy was there. I think there were some very, I guess if you have a soul, there were some very touching moments, you know, in the movie that kind of brought you down to earth, maybe made you think about, you know, things in your own life. At least it did to me. So, you know, that kind of grabbed me. And of course, you know, again, it was Bill fucking Murray. And it was a good telling of the story with, you know, high comedic value. So Otis gives it 5. What's SJ giving it?
Well, I don't want to just jump right on the train. I want to give it 5, but...
You're going to be different.
All right, fuck it. 5. No. I'm going to give it a 4.75.
You would.
Only because it would be better with CGI in today's effects. I'm just kidding. Don't fucking kill me. Damn. I was just kidding. That wasn't a true statement. I'll give it a 4.75. It's almost a perfect flick to me. And you know what? My rating, you guys gave it a perfect rating. My rating is still a lot higher than this movie gets on Rotten Tomatoes, because currently it holds a 70% critical score and only a 71% audience score. And I can't believe that, but it's true. I'm looking at it right now.
It's true.
So
that's ridiculous.
It is, isn't it?
There's not a Bill Murray movie that I've watched that I didn't like. I've watched again and will watch again and again and again. And
right. Again. The only Bill Murray movie I can think of that I would give around the 70 mark might be Ghostbusters 2, but I still love that fucking joint too, so I can't really say that. So 4.75 for me. Great movie. Everybody check it out.
Everybody should check it out. And another thing you should check out is tomorrow, as we tackle yet another Christmas horror movie. SJ and myself, maybe some special guests drop by the Insane Asylum. We never know. It's why it's called the Insane Asylum. We don't know what the hell's going on in here. Thank you, Malice, for joining us on this Christmas slaycation. SJ, it was fun. It's going to be a wild ride up to the big day, but we're hopefully going to keep all of our listeners and all you horror fans entertained with some. And we got some good ones coming up. I know you're like, oh, man, what a Silent Night, Deadly Night. You're going to start with, you know, fucking Scrooge.
You like to start things off light sometimes.
Right? Don't worry. If you have a favorite, I'm sure we're probably going to, get to it, or at least get close. So we got another one coming tomorrow night.
Miracle on Elm Street.
Oh, somebody please make that movie happen. That sounds like a great idea. Malice, get on that screenplay.
We are going to be hopefully talking to a guy after the first of the year that does own a entertainment company, I think it is, production company or whatever, out in L.A., so maybe I can hook you up with somebody out there and make this fucking happen. All right. We're going to jingle all the way the fuck out of here. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. This has been NLD's Christmas Slaycation.
Thank you for fucking listening to a fucking Christmas show. All of you dirty dreadheads, let somebody fucking know. All of the other podcasts, they can go and fuck right off. Otis and fucking SJ, the shit is really fucking boss. Plenty more good flicks to see, yeah, we'll cover those. Murders, geeks, and lots of shrieks, and all of Santa's ho-ho-hos and freaks. Thank you for fucking listening. We think you all are really cool. We'd be nothing without you, 'cause horror fans fucking rule. Yeah, horror fans fucking rule. I said horror fans fucking rule. Fuck.